From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Turkish warplanes attacked pro-Syrian government forces Saturday in Syria's northwestern Kurdish enclave of Afrin. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 36 fighters were killed. The group says this was the third attack on the enclave in less than 48 hours. Elsewhere in Syria, UN aid agencies are gearing up for the first delivery in months of humanitarian assistance to the Syrian enclave of Eastern Ghouta. UN officials hope this won't be the last. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Gert Capellari, UNICEF regional director for the Middle East and North Africa, regrets that supplies from the convoy are not enough for all 200,000 children living in eastern Ghouta. He says he hopes the humanitarian operation will become a regular occurrence, so all of the 400,000 residents, including the children in this besieged territory, can receive life-saving aid. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
China is warning about the huge impact on global trading if U.S. President Donald Trump proceeds with his plans to impose tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. A key Chinese trade representative says the tariffs will seriously damage multilateral trade mechanisms represented by the World Trade Organization. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Trump's tariff plans were absolutely unacceptable. The U.S. Secret Service says a man shot himself Saturday outside the White House. A short while later, the Washington police declared the man dead. There were no other injuries. President Trump was at his Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida at the time of the shooting. This is VOA News. Nearly 2 million people are without power on the U.S. East Coast after a heavy storm system brought rain, snow, and hurricane-force winds. 7 people died from trees falling during the storm. More than a quarter of flights in and out of airports in New York and Boston were canceled. In upstate New York, some areas were hit with a meter of snow. Italian pollsters say far-right anti-establishment parties could make big gains in Sunday's election. Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reports.
Pollsters Reuters spoke with say there's a good chance that the far-right party known as the League could overtake the center-right Forza Italia of former Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi. The two are part of an alliance of right-leaning groups and are expected to emerge as the largest faction when the dust settles. But they've also agreed that the party amongst them that picks up the most seats in Parliament will also pick the next Prime Minister. And that's not their only concern. On Thursday, officials from the alliance were caught on open microphones fretting over the advances of the anti-establishment Five Star movement. Five Star last polled in the high 20s, but pollsters tell us they could well jump above 30%. That's still not high enough to rule on their own, but it is enough to provide a major headache for the right-wing groups as they try to form a new administration.
Reuters' Matthew Laratonda reporting. Burkina Faso's president is urging the public to cooperate more closely with the country's military. This comes one day after an armed group coordinated attacks on France's embassy and cultural center and on the West African country's military headquarters in the capital of Ouagadougou. The government says 8 soldiers were killed as well as 8 assailants. 80 others were wounded. A Mauritanian news agency says a Mali-based affiliate of Al-Qaeda is claiming responsibility for the attacks. Slovak journalist Jan Kuciak was laid to rest Saturday, nearly a week after he and his girlfriend were shot in their home. Kuciak's unfinished story was about the activities of the Italian mafia in eastern Slovakia and their ties to people close to the prime minister. Also Saturday, 7 Italians detained in connection with the murder were released by Slovak authorities. On Sunday, stars from around the world will walk the red carpet on their way to Hollywood's biggest night, the Oscars. The directors of the films nominated for Best Foreign Language gathered Saturday to talk about the role recent controversies will have at the ceremony. Swedish director Ruben Östlund says he's happy to see politics on stage.
And I love when the award ceremonies become political. I think it's an important way of using the award ceremonies. Now you have the attention of a lot of people, then you can talk about something that you think is important.
I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.